G'day Adrian, how are you? Hey, I'll leave it to Derek or Gianluca or someone to do the latch preview or latch and using control surface and so forth. But what I can do is quickly walk you through, let's just use the example of volume envelope and writing in some automation manually, if you like, using as few keystrokes as possible maybe. So first thing you need to do is toggle your volume envelope visible with Control Alt V, and for that matter Control Alt P will toggle your pan envelope visible. Then you have Command L, which toggles you through, sort of selects and arms your envelope. So if you hit Control Alt V and then Control L, you will have made your volume envelope visible and then selected and armed it with Control L. And if you also did Control Alt P, every time you hit Control L, you'll swap between arming your volume and your pan envelopes. And of course, if you've made other envelopes visible, it'll cycle through those envelopes, arming each one as it goes. So, got your volume envelope armed. So you've hit Control Alt V, Control L to arm it. Now, there's a couple of key map questions. Leaving that out, actually, if you just hit Alt Shift E, at the point where you want to start a fade, for example, that'll insert and allow you to edit an envelope point. So Alt Shift E for that. Say, let's just use the example, say you've got some music, you want to duck it for a bit, right? So move up to the point where you want to start the duck, hit Alt-Shift-E. At that point, say your track volume was already at 0 dB, it'll bring up a dialog with 0 dB in there for the track volume. Just hit Enter. So you'll have inserted a point at that first point. What'll happen when you do that is Reaper will automatically insert an envelope point at the very beginning of the track as well. So that point will become point number 2. If you move forward to where you want the volume to have been ducked, so at the bottom of the ramp, if you like, and once again, Option Shift E, it'll bring up the dialog on a new envelope point, and say you want to duck it by 12 dB, so you just type in the, you know, minus 12 dB. So you've pegged the volume at that second point to minus 12 dB. So when you play that back, then volume will be sitting at 0 dB right through till it gets to the first point you inserted, which will be point number 2. And by the time it gets to point number 3, where you insert that one, the second one you inserted, it'll be at minus 12 dB with a linear drop, you know, a linear move between those. Now, in the dialog that comes up when you hit Option Shift E, where you can, you know, tell it what you want the value of that point to be, there's options there to change the shape from, you know, linear to bizarre or quick start, quick end, and various other ones. So that's all very well. Move forward a bit, say you want the duck to finish. Option Shift E again, it'll insert a point, let you edit it. It'll already be at minus 12, as it was previously. Hit Enter, and move forward a bit further where you want it to ramp back up. Option Shift E, and type in 0, and you'll once again move from point number, whatever that is, 4, through to point 5. You'll move from minus 12 back up to 0 dB. So, that's all good. Now let's say you want to change some of those points. There's a couple of ways of doing that, but if you use Alt-J or K, that'll move you backwards and forwards through those automation points, through those envelope points, selecting each one as you go. So Option-J will move you back through, and when you're on one, you can once again hit Option-Shift-E, and it'll bring up that envelope point and let you change it. Let you change the position as well. You can also nudge them around with your normal item nudge thing, the comma and period, and there's you know, numpad commands for that as well. That should get you going. Now, I've used Option Shift E there the whole time, Alt Shift E. There's another one in the current key map that you would have of Command I that simply inserts a point at the current value at the current location. Doesn't bring up any dialogue, it just puts the point there. The same as hitting Option Shift E and hitting Enter straight away without changing anything. That would make things a little bit quicker. Well, given the key map changes go through, that'll be coming on Shift E. So Shift E will throw you a point there at current time and value, and Option Shift E will throw a point there, or if there is a point selected, open that point and let you edit its parameters. Hopefully that helps a little.